Hello and welcome back to another episode of I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. That's right, we are back again to reuse, recycle? None of that. We are here to review the RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 8, The Wicked Wiz of Oz, The Rusical. That is right, everybody. It is my favourite episode, my favourite challenge, The Rusical. Such an iconic challenge. I love a musical. I'm a musical theatre kind of guy. And let's get into it. Because, like, why waste time when we can get into a Rusical? Dang. So, the queens all enter after Crystal Envy's shocking elimination. That's right, the queens are absolutely shook after Crystal's elimination. They're all feeling the pressure. If Crystal can go home with such a solid track record, what was it? It was like, top two, safe, high, eliminated. What? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Like, I am still happy that Lana is here. I think Lana does have a lot more to show, so I'm glad that she's getting that opportunity. But for Crystal to go home, that's a big heavy hitter going home this early. Lana is especially feeling the pressure now, being in the bottom two weeks in a row. So let's see what she can do to change it up and hopefully kick the bottom two streak away. Or will she be going home this week? Interesting. Anyway, so the girls go sit down and Susie is still internally pressed about not winning Snatch Game. And she says she gave the girls a week to breathe because it's the Susie show, apparently. Like, I admire. Sounds like I'm about to start spitting some bullshit. And I am. I admire her confidence. I think she has a right to be confident. She's obviously wildly talented. But I think it's just coming across a bit cocky. And I don't know. I want to see the other queens succeed as well, not just Susie. All right, so it's a new day in the workroom and Rue comes in and announces the Wicked Wiz of Oz, the Rusical. That's right. That was my little audition there. You're welcome. Taking inspiration from Wicked, the Wizard of Oz, and the Wiz. Why am I giving newsreader today? Today in the breaking news. Anyway, no, we're not going to go there. So they're going to be recording with Michelle Visage and choreo with Jamal Sims. We love Jamal. Amazing. And they pick their own role. So what does that mean? Fight. There's going to be fights. And I'm here for it. Straight away, the first roll up for debate, Susie and Acacia. The disagreement. They both want to be Kansas Dorothy. And Acacia's taking this as a chance to stand out. It is sort of like the lead role sort of thing. Sam also says that she wants it, but she's reminded that Rue wants her to loosen up a little bit. And she's like, yeah, you're right. It's the perfect kind of I'm the perfect girl vibe-esque. So she actually goes with the Wicked Witch, which is inspired by Cher. Like, I love Cher, but why is Cher involved in the Wicked Wiz of Oz? Like, am I missing something? I don't know, but okay, sure, go for it. I'm glad she didn't do Kansas Story. I'm glad that she's going for something different. Susie reads Acacia for her talents to show, saying that she's gonna fall into the same trap. And it's like, why are you bringing someone down? Give your reasons of why you want to be in this role. Why are you being a bitch to Acacia? Lexi also chimes in saying that she got her pick last time and got to be Rhonda in RDR Live. So now it's time for someone else's. And I'm like, yes, Lexi, get her. So Acacia gets it and then Susie gets the Green Witch. The next fight is between Jules and Corey for the Good Witch. And it escalates so quickly. Like, they start yelling at each other. It's like, I'm the Good Witch, bitch. No, I'm the Good Witch. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, you want to play rock, paper, scissors? No. I'm like, oh my God. That's crazy living. Anyway, I don't know how they ended up on it, but the group decided to vote. And the only person that voted for Corey to be the Good Witch was Susie. And then everyone else voted for Jules. Okay, well, Jules is the Good Witch. And that leaves Corey with one of the flying monkeys. Very different roles. So very interesting to see how that goes. So they go into recording. And the main highlights are Corey and Acacia are the drivers of the struggle bus. They're not hitting their pitches, not hitting their tones. So I'm a bit worried for them. Susie, Sam, and Anya are killing it. Anya has such a beautiful singing voice. She just absolutely fucking nails it each time. And I'm like, I want her. I really hope they do like a girl group challenge or like the finale, like verse challenge. And I get to see her like sing properly, like her own piece. This piece. That would be cool. Choreo with Jamal and Anya is actually struggling ever so slightly. It's the first time we've seen her really take a step back. And it's not even because like she's doing bad or anything. It's just like, no, I'll get the choreo. It just takes me a minute. And I'm like, absolutely. So fair, queen. Go off. And then Corey's wearing them ugly fucking orange mesh shoes again that Rue told her to never wear again. Why are you doing that? Oh, why are you doing that? Interesting. Anyway, elimination day, and Acacia and Anya are talking about her fighting for the role, and Anya is very happy that she got a chance to, you know, stand up for herself and put herself out there and be like, no, I haven't had my chance to shine in the sun, so this is my moment. This is my moment. Take it. Just having a moment myself. And Acacia's like, yeah, and it is obviously a lot of pressure now because if I fought for this role and do shit in there, then I'm going to look like an idiot. And I'm like, true. Yeah, like that's just how it is. If you fight that hard for something, you want to do well in it. You know. Sam also talks about doing musical theater in front of her school as Ursula, which was huge. She was basically in drag in front of everyone at school and everyone kind of ate it up. And I'm like, why is Sam getting a very positive edit this episode? Like, I love Sam. Like, there's nothing against what she said, but she's just getting a very positive edit. What could that mean? Anyway, there's more chatter about Corey and Lydia being a couple, and they're getting very, very close. There's a couple moments to this episode where we're like, oh, they're getting, okay. Interesting. All right, let's get into the Rusical, shall we? So, the Wicked Wiz of Oz. The Wicked Wiz of Oz? The Rusical? I think that's what it's called. There's too many words in this title. Anyway, first up is Susie as the Green Witch. And she hits it out of the park. It's musical theater to a T. The way she performs it, the way she sings it, the way she's acting on stage and hitting the choreo. I think she does a really good job. Like, you can't deny that. Like, absolute impeccable. Jules is next as the Good Witch, and it was so fun. Like, she's doing a bit, I don't know, she's got body, she's got the boob, she's got the butt, and it's really fun kind of verse song, giving into the choreo and everything. She had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction as the nipple on the breastplate came out of the outfit for a while, and she didn't notice, but then she's, like, trying to shove it back in. It was stuck on, like, the outfit, and it's actually quite funny, and she plays it off as if it's almost meant to happen, and I loved it. Jules, killing it. Then we have the trio of Ariadne, Lana, and Lexi as the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Linus. Ariadne is the Scarecrow, and can I just say, mug stamped. Do we expect anything less from Ariadne at this point? Incredible. And it almost doesn't look like her because I am used to seeing that like white highlight on her nose, and I like that she can change it up, Michelle, and still haven't commented on that. But anyway, she has changed it up. She looks phenomenal. This wig, I know they got all their stuff provided for them, but I just have to comment on this wig. Looks absolutely amazing. She looks incredible. It's less singy. It's more spoken-y, and I don't know if that was intended or not, but, like, it's a good job. I think she's done great. Lana's performance is really fun. This is the most fun I've had watching Lana. A great characteristic, great characterization, great way that she portrays the Tin Man. She's living through the Tin Man. She is the Tin Man. And I love it. I think she did a great job. She looks great. She did great. Great. Lexi as the Lioness is also really fun. You can just tell that she's very dedicated to the actor, to the role. She's a dedicated actor. And her voice sounds like the Cowardly Lion from the movie. It's kind of got that, Did you like that? I bet you did. Yeah. So, as a whole, I think the trio was really fun. They had, like, their individual moments to shine. They had, like, a bit of a group number. I thought it was really fun. Safe overall, I would say. Then we have Sam as the Wicked Witch Cher. And I don't understand the Cher thing, but Oh my god, this was really good. Her voice and her impersonation of Cher is so good. I think it was the best written part with like the twister and everything. And she nails it. She gets lifted up by the dancers and everything. She does like a flip. It's really, really good. And I'm absolutely obsessed with it. But I'm just like, I need an answer. Like, what? Why is Cher here? Like, somebody help me. Then this is followed by Lydia and Corey as the Flying Monkeys. And, like, they're fine. I think it's obviously a hard role to pull off if you compare it to, like, one of the witches or Dorothy or something. It's just, like, such a different standard of role. They do their best. I think Lydia is doing a little bit better than Corey. I'm not a fan of Corey's choice of voice. It's a bit like husky almost. I'm not loving it. And I don't know. It's just hard to judge when this role is so different. And it's just not, it's not an ideal role in my mind to have. We have Anya as Harlem Dorothy, and she is so fun. Once again, just absolutely nailing it. It's just such a different vibe as well. Like she said, why she picked the role to all the other characters in the musical. And you can tell it's just like your attention is almost like grabbed back in because you're like, oh, something different is happening. And she knocks it out of the park. Amazing. I'm waiting for Anya to trip up, but I don't know if it's going to happen. She's having a really fucking good run so far. So I'm like, god damn. And then last but maybe least, which really pains me to say, Acacia as Kansas Dorothy. And it was like a very much solo ballad-esque number. And she wasn't hitting them notes. And I'm like, find the note. I'm like, Acacia, I wanted you to do well so bad. But I was just like, I think at points she had it, but in whole, I was just like, it's really hard if you like go off even slightly. It's like there's nothing to distract you. There was next to no choreo or anything. It was just her standing there on the stage by herself singing. And I was just like, Acacia, we forgot. Baby girl, sad. And then the musical ends with the chorus line. They're all dressed in fun Emerald City green, doing like their can-can-esque number. And I'm like, great way to end it. Was this my favorite musical ever? No. Did I think it was fun? Yeah, I thought it was fun. I think I like them a bit more when all the characters are a bit more integrated into the story and with each other, rather than just like, this person goes, then this person, then this person, then this person, because it just seems a bit like staggered and not cohesive. So that would be my critique of the musical, but it was still fun. I do love the musical and I know they'll just blow it away even better next time. My fave was Jules. I think like she just had a lot of fun with it and that translated across. Icon, legend, star. Least favorite was sadly Acacia. I think the role was just too big for her boots, her little red ruby slippers. So she might be clicking them heels and going home. Runway time. Did I get the role? No? Okay. Runway time. Shady Ladies, Parasols. So it's kind of like little sexy umbrellas, think Little Women sort of vibes, you know? First up, we have Susie Toot, and she looks really good. Once again, she's killing these runways recently in this kind of like nude beige cream swimsuit almost, but it's like bedazzled to all hell. Got this little pussycat wig with a finger wave in it, and I think she looks really good. Again, one of Susie's stronger looks, and the gloves as well. Really thought out and beautiful, actually. God, I'm so sincere today. Why am I so sincere? Jules comes out in this beautiful, stunning all-black gown moment. It's very, like, funeral with the beading on the gloves and the parasol. She's very moody, a very different side to Jules that I like to see. We have Arietti, and she's giving us, like, Latina red and black. She looks stunning, as always. Her little parasol has roses all over it and black beading. Trend alert, black beading. I think it works really well, though. I think she looks great. The red on her as well is just so beautiful. Lana Jarrett comes out and she is wearing a black gown as well. And she's giving us vampire with vampire teeth. And I think this works really well. This is really fun. It's an easy way to incorporate like another aspect. And it's done well. It's not like cheesy or anything. It's like fashion vampire. I love it. Lexi Love comes out, and oh my God, the first thing I thought is this shade of hair on her looks phenomenal. It's like bleach blonde white, and it's so cool. I don't know why, like it's, I don't know why, but it looks amazing. And the parasol is like the umbrella part of it is a headpiece, and she had a cane, she was holding up a cane to it. So it looked like she was holding it there when she came out, but no, then she takes the cane off and she walks with the cane. I'm like, that's so creative and inventive. I love it. And then she's got these two like gold pieces over her bibbies and then like a black mesh dress and everything. It's simple looking at it, but it works really, really well. I like it. Sam Starr comes out in this like to a T pageant outfit. And I'm not saying that in a bad way at all. I think this is beautiful. And I think it belongs to Trinity, her drag mother. I feel like I've seen it before, but I'm all for like, gotta be resourceful, absolutely, and it suits the category and it suits her. Stunning. I think she might have it in the bag. I think she might. Yes, we'll see. Lydia Butthole Collins comes out, and actually looking at this now, I don't know if I'm obsessed with it. She's got like this parasol thing on her head. It's the whole thing is like mesh with rose overlay on it. And then she's got a parasol as well with the same sort of thing. And I don't know. It's not ticking all the boxes for me. I would have liked something a little bit more. And it just can't really see her face. It looks a little bit messy. But like, that's just being nitpicky, really. And especially after Corey King comes out and she's Dorothy. Like, what are the chances? Like, she wore a Dorothy look for this runway. She's Dorothy. How many times can I say she's Dorothy in a sentence? She's very like childlike. She's got this orange wig and these two pom-poms on her hair. And I don't know. It's just like one of the judges said to her during critiques, it needs to be dragged up a little bit with like stones, some bedazzling, like something needs to like elevate it just a tad. Like I'm having fun with it, but I don't know. It's reading a little bit flat, which is weird to say for Corey because she has such a curvaceous body. Anya Nerve comes out in something that I don't know if I've ever seen. It's so fun and cool. Like a lot of the queens went kind of like vintage-esque, like kind of like a, I was about to say rural. What word am I thinking of? Just like older moment. And Anya comes out in something like almost futuristic. It's this bright, almost neon yellow. It's just kind of like a corset and like the knee-high yellow boots. But then it's all covered in this yellow puffy tulle. And she's got this like vinyl yellow umbrella. It looks so fun and so cool. And again, something different we've seen from Anya as well. She's showing us so many different sides. She is unstoppable. Unstoppable. Like, I love it. Anya, you're fucking killing it. Yes! And then last up, we have Acacia Forgot. And this is the direction I thought a lot of them were going to go in, this more vintage, My Fair Lady, that sort of vibe. But she's got this massive, massive, like, poodle wig. Like, think Marge hair, but white. And she's got, like, two parasols in that. And she's holding a parasol as well. So I think it's super fun. She's done it really, really well. And it looks beautiful. So you can't really complain about that. My favorite is definitely Anya. I think it was so outside of the box, so bright and fun, and again, different from what we've seen from her. So really enjoyed that. Least favorite was Corey. Like, just didn't hit the box. So critiques, we have in the top, Susie 2, Jules Sparkles, Sam Starr, and Anya Nerve. That's right, we have four in the top. And then the only two people that got negative critiques were Corey and Acacia. Anya did get some critiques about seeming hesitant while doing the choreo. I didn't personally see that, but she was still definitely in the top overall, which makes the bottom two very obvious. I do agree mostly overall. I may have put Lydia low, but that's just like if I had to put someone low, it would be Lydia. And it's not even because of her. It's just because of the role itself. It wasn't like a standout fun role. And like, yes, there are no small parts, but sometimes there are. Sometimes they just are. In Untouched, the safe queens do an Abby Lee Miller style pyramid ranking. Like, on the bottom, you didn't stand out to me. And going 3 for 3, top of the pyramid is Kendall, like, it's ingrained in my head. Anyway, so they think the winner will be Jules and the tops will be Anya and Sam. They put Acacia in the low position and Susie and Corey as the bottom two. And they admit they only put Susie there, so when she walks in and sees it, it'll, like, mess with the brain a little bit. I'm like, oh, that's, like, a little bit mean. Like, but then also it's so funny more than anything. And I think they know Susie can handle it. Like, she's a big girl. She'll be fine. And it is funny. And she walks in and she's like, what the fuck is that? But it was, like, a little bit of fun, you know? Like, liven it up a bit. Back out on the runway, the winner is Sam Shamstar. And I'm like, okay, well, I did think that was where it was going. That's what the editing was telling me anyway. So, look, she did do a good job. She killed it with the Cher role. I'm still confused why Cher's there, but can't disregard her win. I think she did a great job. Do I wish it would have gone to Jules? Yes, but hopefully she'll get another one soon. So, and that leaves the bottom two as Corey King and Acacia Forgot. They lip sync to Wet Dreams by the guest judge of the week, Adam Lambert. I've not heard this song before, but it was fun. It was a very fine lip sync. I think we've definitely seen better this season. They both gave it their all. I think Corey is giving it like 110%, doing tricks, doing stunts, so much so that her wig comes off. So this is the second week in a row where someone's wig has come off. And I, like, glue it down, pin it down. Why is it coming off? And it's also the second week in a row where the queen whose wig has come off has stayed. And look, I do think she won the lip sync, Corey, but the wig coming off is crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know? So that means Acacia Forgot is told to sashay away. Her exit line is, you can now find my new single on all streaming platforms. Very fun. Branding. We love to see it. I am sad to see Acacia go. Like, I think it was probably her time in regards to what was being shown. But I would have liked to have seen more of her. I would have liked to succeed and really break out of that a little bit. But nonetheless, this is what we're at. Who knows? Maybe she'll be back sometime. We'll see. So that is the end of the Rusical episode. There were 9 queens left. They are starting to dwindle down. 9 queens. Ooh. Definitely my front runner is on your nerve. She's absolutely smashing it. I am in love with her. She's so much fun. What are your thoughts on the episode? Do you agree with the winner? Do you agree with who went home? What would you have changed? Let us know in the comments. Like, comment, share, love, subscribe. Share, love, subscribe. Absolutely. Share! I'm having a moment. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Share with your friends. Follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod, where you can see all the behind-the-scenes content, what kind of content we have coming out. This is I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. Love you. Bye.